They made nothing, absolutely nothing, that could match this near-new 1986 Lincoln Town Car. Black, with black-tinted windows. Big and heavy, but still sleek. Perfect shocks, a ride as smooth as a steak knife cutting through soft butter. Easy handling and maneuverability, despite its size. Plush, comfortable seats. He preferred the fabric to the sweaty-ass leather his colleagues always suckered for. Supreme conjunction of power and comfort. They bought them 1 year old with low mileage, after the idiot prior owners had purchased them new and suffered a big price ding the moment they drove off the lot. And even more idiotic, traded them in for the newest model the following year. They could take all those Mercedes and BMWs and other yuppie mobiles and ship them back across the sea where they belonged. Could Robert, in the passenger seat sleeping off a Friday night of carousing, be called a yuppie since he drove a Mercedes SL convertible? An indulgence Robert's father-in-law had inexplicably allowed him. Let's see. Young? Yes, mid-30s. Upwardly mobile? That would depend on events. He had come a long way already, but he might have advanced in the world as far as he ever would. Still, close enough. Professional? Not the kind the name implies, but arguably, yes, in his way. In their way. The phrase, better be lucky than good, occurred to him. Robert had been endowed with ample portions of both. Lucky enough to be born handsome, thin and refined. One of those old sculptures come to life. Smart, too. A real mastery of the numbers, which so far had compensated for a seeming aversion to necessary violence. Lucky and good enough to have attracted Snow White herself, Rose Jagoda, compared to whom all the young boys in her world seemed like mere dwarfs. He, Paul Marcone, the town car's appreciative driver, not so bad looking himself, had been one of those dwarfs, bashful perhaps, in silent, distant longing to be of service to her, ready to leap to her command if she ever deigned to issue it. He was a year younger than Robert and Rose. Too late. That cursed 1 year gap might as well have been a Berlin Wall, separating them as children and adolescents. By the time they embarked on their adult lives, when a 1 year age difference really made no difference, too late. He turned on the wiper's slow speed to fend off light raindrops hitting the windshield. He kept the cruise control just under the speed limit, both to reduce the risk of a skid and to make sure not to bring the cops down on them, with who knows what consequences. But at a minimum, making them late for the appointment, and thus at risk of losing the visiting privilege, as the prison authorities called it. He could not let that happen. It was too close to the end, and it had been made clear to him that this appointment was as essential to his life as the inhalation of his next breath.